Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to give you the information if you'd like to go ahead and call in, the phone number being area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is 347-324-5730. Well, as you know, we've been talking about weight. There's more. And we're going to continue with that today. It looks like I probably won't have a co-host today, which is fine, because it's going to be a short show here today anyway. But main thing is, we want to kind of get us do our little homework first, our little housekeeping before we start, which you always know. The thing that we do is we say get a cup of coffee, a glass of tea, hot tea, cold tea, water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next, say, about 15 minutes. You know, when you look at it, we say, wait, there's more. And there's a scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. And the tags that I have today are, be still and know that I am God. There is a blessing with my, I'll take for me, Suze Lynn McDonald, with my name on it. And waking up with the spirit of expectations with an S. Not just one thing, but expecting things to be amazing that day. Someone you can minister to. Wait, there's more. Someone that you can make smile that might not be having a very good day. Again, I'd like to talk to you about wait, there's more. And understanding that a lot of time in the waiting period, that's the most arrogant, the most aggravating, the most frustrating time you can have, because you know that there's something that's right in front of you that has a blessing attached to it, but you can't really see it, you can't feel it. Again, that's faith, if I'm not mistaken, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. But the main thing being is that you can feel it, just like you can feel when there is something great getting ready to happen. There's a shaking in your spirit. There's an excitement. You don't even know where it's coming from or what it is. But wait, there's more. Whatever you've been experiencing that's amazing going on, and you know that there's more to it, wait on it. Now, waiting is the hardest part, as we all know. But the other part of that is it's in the waiting and the excitement. It's like being pregnant, and you're in that last trimester right before the labor pains, which make you not only wait but want to get out of there. But the whole thing being, you know, at the end of that pain, if there's pain, or just a laboring over bringing a child forth, you know that there's going to be an amazing little package that you're going to be meeting for the first time. And then wait, there's more again. Once the baby has actually been brought and wiped off, and they checked them a little better, and they look at them, and they lay them on your chest. The first time that you lay your eyes on that blessing, that's the expectation that we should have. That's the excitement we should have every single day. Because one of my prayers, and we have prayer every morning at 6 a.m., and the one thing we pray for is to keep the spirit of expectation. When you expect good things, you get good things. If you don't expect to have an amazing day, your day starts out incomplete. It starts out not so well. But the good thing about it is when you set the tone in the morning with early prayer, you set the atmosphere for you to actually keep the flow. You know, you set an atmosphere where anything that happens that day, you already have authority over. You can sever the ties between anything negative and the positive, releasing your positive. You know, that little spot in between that you actually have to pay attention to. You have to pay attention to. And if there's something that needs to be taken care of at that time, grab hold to it and deal with it and then release it. And those are the key things. I'd like for you to do one other thing for me. I'd like for you to take a moment, look around you. What do you see? Now, look with the spirit of expectation. Look with the eye of expectation. Look around you. When I look out of the window where I am right now, I see clean air. I see these amazing billowing clouds. And what do I expect from this today? I expect to have the best day there is. I expect for God to send me someone I can minister to. I can speak to someone and lift them higher than where they are. I can have anything I want. That's the other thing. I know, wait, there's more. I know I'm God's little favorite, you know? And with me being his favorite, I can ask for, and the word says that too, ask for what you want and you shall have it. Now, sometimes, just like a parent, they don't give you everything you want, but they know the things that will excite you. Even when they say no, wait till next month. Wait, there's more. Wait till Christmas. Wow, how amazing is that? If you wait till Christmas and you look up and it's under the tree, and if you think about it, you rush under the tree to see if that was actually in one of those beautiful boxes that are under there. And I know I've done it to my children that I would hide that box last with no names on it. And they would be scrambling and hurrying up and opening the paper, and they would look a little disappointed. They like what was there, but the disappointment comes because they actually didn't get the one that I told them to expect. Wait, there's more to expect. And then at the very end, I would pull it out from under the tree. And I would always do one thing that was really fun. I would actually take everybody's paper would be the same. And you know what? That was in the back of the tree, the same paper that they know every year. I make everybody's paper the same. And they walked over it and missed it. But why? Because their name wasn't on it. Thing about that is them not expecting it and them not even looking at the name on the boxes like they regularly do under the gift, the tree, the gift wrapping. The paper is still the same. Wait, there's more. So if you pay attention to the details, that's the key. We need to really pay attention to the details. We have details that need to be dealt with. And that would make such a difference. Well, I told you today would be a short day. It would be something that I would like to expound on another day. But I'm going to leave you that. And I want to leave you with a mouthful of expectations. Wait. There's more. Even for myself, right now I'm here and I'm looking out the window. I am expecting a blessing to find me today. It's hovering over my head and I want what's mine. I thank you. I expect it for you and it will be done. It's up to you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you know how little that is, dust. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with everything that could possibly be traumatic to you, loss of a job, loss of a pet. It was established on suicide, but the main thing being is that it was established for you and anyone you know that is going through anything that's traumatic. We have a 24-hour phone number you can call, which is 702-683-6373. I'm going to repeat it one more time, 702-683-6373. Call us. It's 24 hours. You get a human being, not a VRU. And if you get the VRU, it's because I'm on the line with someone else, but I'll call you right back. 702-683-6373. And Destined for Glory Ministries, I would like to let you know that that's one of our sponsors as well, Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard, who is also my co-host and on vacation. My turn next. I expect to have an amazing vacation coming up. Well, here in Vegas, they're all getting ready for the historical fight that's coming up with Mayweather and also, Mayweather and, oh boy, how did I just do that? But anyway, we have this fight coming up, and the city is zooming. The city is busy. The city is just buzzing, and it's buzzing because of the expectation of the fight and the success of the fight for one or the other. As we know, one of them has got to win. And I'm so excited for everybody, and I also can't wait to see who the winner is. We have one that's a man of God, and it makes a difference. It just makes a difference to be able to have the expectation of what's getting ready to happen. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of music, and I'll be right back with you. All righty. Thank you for that little station identification. You know, I had to go and get the name. It's in front of me, and I'm excited. And Pacquiao, that's who I was talking about. The fight with Pacquiao and Mayweather, Mayweather and Pacquiao. You know, the city is buzzing, and the expectation of this weekend is who's going to be the winner. The expectation is the man that wins. How funny is that? Well, like I told you, this is going to be a short show. I am finished for today. I am closing out on Friday today, but we're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And maybe I'll have some interviews coming up. I won't tell you what's going on with our sports, because that'll be something that I'm going to start adding to my other show, which, stay tuned for identification. I'm going to have a sports show coming up. You know, I'm considered a female jock, and that's because I love sports. But I look forward to being with you. And again, wait, there's more. The expectation and what you expect to come to you, wait on it. Don't let it pass you by, but wait on it. Have an amazing day. I thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to you every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Right here.
Like 1-800 save your brother.